whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.
Sir, Mr. Hill.
Yes.
You're going to be on tour here soon with the Shield of Pain. You're going to go to South Africa. Is the rock and roll ever going to stop with you guys?
Not just yet. we're going to carry on as long as we can, you know, until one of us drops probably. We've got no plans to retire, not just yet anyway. We're no fools, we know. Yeah, we're getting old, you know. We're not spring chickens anymore. So it's not going to last another decade, put it like that. It's going to be comparatively soon, you know, when we have to think about it. But not yet, you know. We're not planning for it as yet. So.
But you seem to be as busy as almost never before. I mean, you're touring constantly, and there's talks that we heard, more or less there's rumors about talks about a new Judas Priest record as well.
There could be, yes. He's got a few ideas together, I know. Rob's always writing lyrics, you know, so there's always that. So there's a possibility, yeah, strong possibility that there will be, you know.
I mean, everybody's wondering with the Shield of Pain tour if you are going to do the whole Painkiller record or if it's just parts or, you know, how's it going to look like and feel like?
It's going to be Painkiller heavy, shall we put it like that? It's funny, you know, because you have to try and fit everybody's favourites in as well. So you don't really have the time to do all of it and all the fans' favourites and one or two more that you might want to put in, you know. So it'll be very Painkiller heavy. Of course, there'll be some from Invisible Shield as well. And then, like I say, you know, the songs that people come to see you for at the end of the day.
Do you have a special stage set up then? Is it going to be a different stage? I mean, you guys were here last year and it was a blast, you know?
Yeah, this new production, yes. I'm just working at home at the moment, as you might see. I'm in my little studio at home, just going through the prospective songs, what we might be playing. And yes, we start rehearsals soon, music rehearsals up at Andy's place, a bit of studio in Derbyshire. And then we start production rehearsals with the new production, you know. Because it's just as important for the crew, really, because they need to know what they're doing as well, you know? Hopefully, anyway.
I went to see Ghost last time they were here. It was actually quite pleasant to not use your mobile phone or just to, you know, it was denied to use your mobile phone. Have you guys ever thought about this? Just for the audience to say, like, well, leave your mobile phones at home because it's just a better show then.
Yeah, I do agree with that. Yeah, there's nothing worse than you see people down the front and they're, you know, they're staring at a phone or they're doing that. And you think, oh, watch the show. Having said that, you know, a matter of seconds after the end of the show, somebody's got it on their website, you know. So it's a bit of free publicity as well from a certain point of view. We have thought about it. We've always thought it to be probably unworkable. I don't think our lot would listen anyway, that they bring their phones hidden in the back pocket somewhere, whatever. But good for them. If it worked for them, you know, good for them. Yeah. It is something we've thought about, yeah.
You've been everywhere. You've done everything. Is there a Judas Priest bucket list where you go like, there's one or two items that are still not crossed off yet?
I don't know. I think we've pretty much achieved everything we're capable of achieving anyway. It's sort of a bit long in the tooth for fresh pastures, if you know what I mean. I think we've pretty much achieved everything we set out to achieve, you know, which is a nice feeling. It leaves you to enjoy what you're doing. You know, you're not trying to aim at anything. You're just going out there because you enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully you're keeping the fans happy as well. You know?
Which is funny because it seems that all the older bands, they seem to, as soon as they announce their farewell tour, they seem to be having the time of their lives and they're never going to stop.
Deep Purple, they're still going years after they first announced it, you know. Trying to get to every nook and cranny on the planet, I suppose.
Is it so hard to stop the whole touring business? Is it such a part of your DNA that you go like, this is all I want to do and this is all I'm going to do?
I think probably is. I mean, we did try to slow down some 14, 15 years ago with the Epitaph tour, you know. That was the whole idea of that. Was to slow down and just do a couple of months a year. And next thing you know, three albums later, you know, major tours here, there and everywhere. We're still doing it. So maybe you're right. Maybe it's something, I don't know, what are they called? Repetitive strain injury. You just go do it anyway. Or what do they call it? Muscle memory and things like that. You do in your sleep.
You seem, well, last year you came here and you had Sex and Uriah Heep as your special guests with you. Now, this time it's going to be Accept and Phil Campbell with probably a Motorhead set. You choose your support bands and your special guests by yourself, right?
If you put suggestions in, yes. The rest of it's pure mechanicals, whether they're doing something at the time, either in the studio or touring, but, you know, somewhere else. So it's hit and miss, really. You know, so we love these people to, you know, oh, no, they're in the studio or they're, you know, they're out on tour already. So there's a lot of that that goes on. So we you know, we'll ask for people, and if they're there, great. If not, you know, we'll think of somebody else, you know. I mean, Phil Campbell, we know Phil well, you know, we've worked with him many, many times. We've bowed your head over the years. And with his new band, it's going to be nice to have him along, you know. And Accept, we go back a long way with Accept, you know, a long, long way, all those years ago, touring Germany, you know, in the back of a van.
How do we have to imagine the whole backstage situation? I mean, I can imagine that you guys just, when you meet each other and when you see each other, when you're on tour with each other, there's just one anecdote after the next and a couple of drinks. And we all, you know, I imagine being it like that. Is it really like that? Or is it like, do you just go your separate ways?
It can be, yes, it can be. Well, obviously, we get to the show probably a couple of hours before we go on. The last thing you want to do is to get there at sort of 5:30 in the morning. You're not on till stage till 9:30. Soul destroying, you're sticking down in the dressing room. But when we get together, we always try and organise some kind of night out at a restaurant. You know, you take over a restaurant and everyone comes along, including the crew and what have you. We always try and do that, you know. So we do get together and we do have a bit of a party, you know. And yeah, you do start to remember times gone by.
You're going to be on tour with Alice Cooper in the States now.
Yeah, that was something that Alice contacted us, actually, if we were interested. And yeah, we've worked with Alice again many times, you know, over the years. We actually toured with him back in 91, I think it was, with the Operation Rock and Roll tour, again with Motorhead,
yeah,
Dangerous Toys, and... also, there's another band on. I forget who they were.
Dangerous Toys. It's amazing.
Called Metal Church. That was your lot, yeah.
Oh yeah.
And I've obviously been bumped into each other at festivals and things like that over the years. And Rob lives just down the road from Alice, anyway. You know? So they bump into each other, shopping malls and things like that.
And the golf course.
And the golf course, yeah.
Do you have to negotiate contracts when you go on a tour with Alice Cooper like that, to say, like, he's going to be headlining here, you're going to be headlining there? Is he always headlining or not? You know, how do we have to imagine that?
Yeah, we don't do that. We leave that up to, that's what your manager gets paid for, you know. So so we leave it to the managers to get that done. You know, we just got to show up and play, basically. That's the plan. And we're splitting the headlining up between ourselves and Alice, you know, so we both headline an equal amount of times. So.
All right.
So that's but it's worked out by somebody else. We don't sit down with Alice and, you know.
Would it be fun? So what is the one thing that somebody called Ian Hill would have done differently in his whole career?
Yeah, you get asked that all the time. Right? There's only one way you can make sure if it would have made any difference, and that's by doing it. And, of course, you haven't done it. So really, dwelling on it isn't really worth it. You know, it's, oh, yeah, I should have turned left down there. You might have turned left and got knocked over by a bus, you know. He's going to be knocked over by the car. So you don't know unless you try it. So I don't think I'd change. I'm not brave enough to change it anyway, you know. I've been perfectly happy with what's gone on. There's been ups and downs, obviously. But, yeah, I don't think I'd change it. So it's all part of what we are now, you know.
You know, you said before that you are not ready to hand it in quite yet, and that's just all good. But then again, do you think that when the time comes that you go on this eponymous, you know, farewell tour, or do you go like, or do you just level out? I don't know. I can, you know, it's hard to imagine.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure at all, you know, whether we do that. I think the thing is, when you're getting close to the end, if you're going to do a farewell tour, you'd have to announce it now.
Yeah.
Because in 3 years' time, you might not be able to do it. You know, like I say, we're not getting younger. Medical issues start to arrive and things like that, you know. You never know what's going to happen. If we have time to do so, yeah, maybe. I think it'll probably be just, or maybe this is the last album, this is the last tour, and maybe just that, you know. But I've been doing it for another 4 years. There's so much I need to do with my wife and my kids, you know. I mean, I've neglected them for the past 50-odd years, you know, and I'd like to do those things while I still can. No, not sitting dribbling in a wheelchair. So.
You're going to be 150, so don't worry. You know, you got another 50.
Yeah, set a bit of time aside, I thought, after all these years, you know.
Are you going to be at the final Black Sabbath show?
We're not, no. We're actually playing with the Scorpions. Early in the last tour, Ozzy Hoppy, the great German promoter, obviously puts on our shows, you know, and he pleaded with us, you've got to do this, you've got to do this show. And, of course, we committed ourselves to the Scorpion, which is what this tour is all about. You can't just do one show. So I thought, well, we might as well put a tour in, you know. And, of course, not long after that, Ozzy says, oh, OK, I'm going to do this big show at the Villa Park in Birmingham. And do you want to do it? We couldn't do it, you know. We can't turn the Scorpions down. We wouldn't do it across Seb or Ozzy Hoppy, that is.
Yeah.
So we had to turn it. We'll do something special. We'll send a message to them, you know, let them play it on the screen. So.
It's nice. I do have a podcast with Ozzy Hoppy, and, you know, in German. And it's very interesting, the stories he has to tell. It's just amazing.
Oh, he's an encyclopedia of stories, Ozzy. We're always trying to get out with him, you know. And it's always a great night, you know, talking about things that went on those years ago.
That's insane. I'm going to tell him you said hi.
Yes, please do. Please do. I love Ozzy.
Thank you very much. And thank you for taking the time and talking to us.
No problem, Thomas. Anytime, mate.
Always a pleasure. See you in Munich.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Subscribe to our channel for more rocking podcasts.